You're listening to episode 51, an unplugged special edition of Power Pearls podcast. My name is Karagat Warner, and I'm the host of Power Pearls, and I chat with knit and crochet superstars that rock the yarn world. Hey, Power Pearlers, I want to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls podcast, and I am going live on Facebook Live. I am doing a video. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, the 18th of November, to be exact. And I'm about to talk to the Power Pearls Facebook group live. And I recorded a video live once before with Tabitha Hedrick, and it was really funny. It was very off the cuff, and you know, just it was fun. It was raw, and you guys seemed to like it. At least those of you that were watching the video, the live video. And I just had a conversation with Marley Bird of the Yarn Thing podcast. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that show, but Marley records her show live 2 days a week. And there was a time in her podcasting journey that she actually recorded and then, you know, she pre-recorded and then edited every episode. And so I kind of reminisced, I kind of thought about what it was like back in the day when I used to actually have a podcast. Well, that was totally off the cuff. It wasn't live, but it felt live because I would record, I wouldn't edit, I had no music, nothing fancy. I just jumped in and I gave it to the world, you know? And a lot of people would say, oh, that's so courageous. And, you know, no, I just, there's something very authentic about it. There's something, it's rustic. I don't feel like a podcast needs to be so super polished. And I think that that's what I love about Facebook Live. So in just a few moments, I'm going to be jumping on because now it's 2 minutes. I've been talking for 2 minutes. I guess I got my math wrong. So it was only 4 minutes before when I jumped on here. Math is not my strong suit, guys. I'm just saying. So anyway, I'm about to talk. It's normally when I do Power Pearls Unplugged on Fridays, I usually do the live videos at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. But today, you know, I had a conflict. I had a life conflict. I mean, I shouldn't call it a conflict, but yeah, it was a scheduling thing. So, but anyway, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because we're about to start in less than a minute. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and I'm going to get started because I'm going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit, maybe a little bit rocky in the beginning because I'm going to start talking to the viewers and answering some questions, but I'm hoping this is going to be an interesting audio experience. So enjoy. And now I'd like to give a little shout out to all of my Patreon supporters. This show would not be where it is today if it wasn't for your dedication and support. So I want to give special thanks to Francoise Denois, Megan Jones, Rebecca Jones, Jenna Ford, Danielle Noe, Trudy Fedorko, Caitlin Hunter, Catherine Zammit, and my latest supporter, Yo Coleman. I just want you all to know how much I appreciate you and your generous support. I just have to say it again. I feel so honored and blessed. To learn more about how you can support the show and to get some of the sweet rewards and perks that you can get for as little as $1, $5, or whatever you can afford, this is going to help me keep the show sustainable for the long haul. And to learn more, you can visit patreon.com/ Power Pearls podcast. And that's patreon.com/ Power Pearls. Hey, welcome, 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 welcome. It is Friday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is a totally new time for Power Pearls Unplugged. It's kind of exciting because I feel like I am starting my weekend with you all. So I'm a little bit multitasking at the same time. As you can see, I have a a microphone right here. This is my podcasting microphone. I am actually doing a little bit of an experiment. I'm actually trying to record an episode of Power Pearls podcast at the same time that I'm doing this live video. And I will tell you that I was inspired by Marley Bird of the Yarn Thing podcast, because she was just on my, well, actually I just interviewed her. So I was talking to Marley just a few moments ago, and I know it, well, if any of you know of Marley, and I'm sure you probably do. I mean, if you don't, then you live in a bubble, because I'm just kidding, but no, but really she's a very popular podcast, and she's live every Tuesday and Thursday. Hey, Melanie, how are you? So I'm trying to do something a little bit different. I did it once before with Tabitha Hedrick, and I did a live edition of the podcast too. I mean, I guess I'm calling it live. It's not really live, but recording. I'm recording. So that's why you're seeing my big, this is my microphone. This is my podcasting microphone. If you can kind of see this fancy contraption, and I'm wearing my lapel mic right here. You see that? Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for saying I'm a woman of many talents. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they say there's no such thing as multitasking. So I probably say, I think I say, you know, a lot. And maybe that just comes from my upbringing in New Jersey. What can I say? I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, so here we are. It's Friday, and I feel like I'm ushering in the weekend with you guys. And I have some exciting news that I want to share. My name is Kara Gott-Warner, and I'm the host of Power Pearls podcast. So I don't know if any of you are regular listeners, perhaps. I know that some of you are jumping on from creative knitting. Some of the creative knitting fans are watching right now, perhaps. And because I wanted to kind of talk about both of these spectrums, you know, like as far as the, you know, what is the creative in our knitting? What is the creative? What is the definition of creative in our knitting? So I really wanted the actual creative knitting enthusiasts, the creative knitting magazine enthusiasts to chime in on this, because it's really, you know, you kind of have to read between the lines. It's more not about the magazine, but about the definition of what the magazine is called. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And I think this applies to us, whether we're yarn crafters, you know, just hobbyists, or we want to head into that design realm, because all of us that are designers, like for myself, and this is what I talked about with Marley today on the show. She's episode 50, by the way. Episode 50 is next week. Can you believe it? That's a milestone. And, you know, so I have some goodies. She's got a discount, and I got some goodies that I'm going to be talking about today and on episode 50. So I just lost my train of thought here, but oh yeah. So yeah, if we're designers, well, how do we become designers in the first place? Because of, it was because of our, the indirect, it's not really indirect, but because of our indirect passion, that just that passion for sitting, you know, with our knitting for hours on end. That's what has given us certain things in our life. If we're doing it professionally, if we're designing. So I want, you know, I really hope that you guys will listen to episode 50, because if you haven't already, if this is sort of, I'm sort of time traveling here, if this does become a podcast episode, because, you know, it's a really important episode, because we do talk about, you know, just having that belief system and believing and going with it. And even if you have that uncommon thought in the back of your head, that's the one you probably have to listen to. That's, you know, so anyway, so you guys, I want to say welcome, and let's kind of kick it off. I have some fun stuff to talk about. And what I really want to talk about today is, how do we define, because I'm going to be asking you guys questions, you know, and it's how do we define the creative in knitting, right? So in creative knitting. I mean, we're not really going to talk. We're not going to talk about the magazine. Not really. I thought, oh, we'll talk about it. Well, you guys know I love to talk about the magazine. I do that on Wednesdays. I have a thing. I call it the editor wants to know. And so, yeah, I jump on there and I talk about, you know, different things as they pertain to our knitting life. And I do demos. But Power Pearls is a little bit different. Power Pearls is a place where I want to talk about the contemplative aspects. I said that earlier. I want to talk about the business side of designing. I want to talk about how we can pull this into our creative lives and make more space and more margin time, as they say, for creativity. So that's, you know what? That's where I want to go. But I was thinking about this. So I was on my morning run and I thought, creative knitting. What does that mean? Creative. You know, the patterns in the magazine, in any magazine, right? Any worthy knitting magazine. Well, they're, you know, creative. But really, how do you define what it means? What does it mean to be creative in your knitting? Are you a freeformer? You know, do you feel like being creative means that you are, you know, forgetting about the pattern, that you're just picking up those needles and you're just going for it? You know, because that's how I am with my knitting. I'll be honest. If I could just sit with my needles and just let the yarn glide through my fingers and really wait to see what happens, you know, really what happens on those needles. And that's something that I feel you would miss if you're following a pattern, because it, you know, hey, don't get me wrong. The pattern has its purpose and it's a really important thing. If you have you want a map and you want to create a garment, that's a whole different thing, you know, but I'm talking about like taking those chances with our knitting and not being afraid to veer off. Because, you know, if you're doing something like a simple accessory or something, you know, you want to just experiment with some new yarn. You know, maybe you're looking at a pattern that calls for a worsted weight yarn. Why not get crazy? Get crazy and try, you know, a fingering weight or even a lace weight and see what happens. And then go back to that worsted weight or a chunky, you know, bulky weight. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that gets me excited. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me feel like, you know, that's how I define the creative in knitting. So anyway, let's see what Kim says. Kim says creative in color selection. If we change gauge to get the fabric we like. Yes, that's kind of what I was just saying, like, right? I mean, playing with that yarn, if it says use a bulky weight, why not just, you know, be crazy and see what happens when you work with a lace weight yarn? And Bridget says, I was told that a pattern is just a suggestion. That's interesting. I think that's how I feel personally about a pattern. I'm an intuitive knitter. So I will admit that when I started knitting, I had to actually go the opposite way and teach myself how to read a pattern because I wanted to be marketable. You know, I wanted to write a pattern so I could sell them, you know, because I would look at a design and get the gist and then just jump in. You know, just jump in. Oh yeah, I know how to shape the armhole, the neckline. I'm not saying that that's you, but I'm just saying that if you feel a little bit intuitive, like that intuitive feeling comes on, go with it and try it, because you'll discover things that you won't be able to discover if you don't decide to go there. You know what I mean? Hey, Colleen, nice to see you. Thanks for joining me. So Bonnie says, you have such great, unique ideas. Because I'm usually trying to always get the same yarn or same weight yarn. Too much focusing on this. Time to let loose and just be more relaxed and not worry so much about it. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Because at the end of the day, Bonnie, it's yarn and you can rip it out. Or if you don't feel like ripping it out, just keep going and embrace those beautiful holes in your work. Why not? Right? So anyway, so that covers that first little piece. And I just wanted to go there for a few minutes. And now, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a challenge at the end, just about, you know, kind of where to go with how you can further define what the creative in knitting means to you. But now I want to share something really exciting. So sorry about, you know, so hey, you guys that maybe have dropped off watching this video, you're missing out because I'm going to share some really cool stuff right now. So I'm talking about the swag bag. It's a swag bag giveaway. Okay. This is going to be a new thing because I want to really pay it forward, you know, to the different yarn companies and different, you know, suppliers that we feature in Creative Knitting. And, you know, the thing is that I can't feature everyone. I mean, it's virtually impossible with 4 issues a year. You know, there's only so many books I can review. There's only so many products that I can review. And, you know, now Creative Knitting only, we only review about 4 to 5 products per issue. So when you do the math, you know what? That's not a lot. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is a beautiful thing. I get to pay it forward right here on Power Pearls Unplugged and also on the podcast. So, so this swag bag, what's it all about? So today I'm kicking off this special little giveaway and I'm going to show you what it is. So it's a bag. It's going to bag of knitting tricks and I'm going to show you what's inside this bag. Do you guys want to see what's inside this bag? Are you ready? Are you ready? And then after I show you this, then I'll tell you how you can actually enter for your chance to win it. And I'm going to do this every month. So it's not just like a one-time thing. I do, you know, I'm doing giveaways all the time because I just want to keep on, you know, paying forward. That's it. So here's what's in the bag. So I'm going to show you the bag first. It's from Plymouth Yarn. So thank you to Plymouth Yarn for so many products and yarns that are featured on the pages of Creative Knitting. Every issue, and they have this line of gorgeous handmade bags, you guys. So here it is, if you guys can see it. Isn't this just the most sweet, sweet little bag? It's like, you know, has this little, it's like a little Asian-inspired print here. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to just kind of turn it a little bit. You can kind of see the shape of it. And so this bag has some very beautiful things in it. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see what's inside the bag, but I'll post a little screenshot. I'll post some beautiful photos of this because you'll have some good, you know, good amount of time. You'll have until the end of, let's see, I wrote a note to myself. You're going to have until the end of December. Okay, so you have a good amount of time because I'll tell you how it works. Okay, so here's what's inside. Here's what's inside the bag. Yes, it's very elegant. I'm so happy that you guys like it. So I have 2 balls of Plymouth yarn. I have Nacko Artist. And this yarn is actually in a design that I created for the Annie Signature Designs collection. I've showed it off here. It's my Chinlay cowl and hat. And then Nacko, another from Nacko. Nacko is a line of yarn that Plymouth distributes. And this is Nacko Aria Abruli, if you can see that. It's reverse. This is a fingering weight yarn. Let me show you the sides so you can really see the colors. This is my favorite colorway. Although I do have another, it's a black, kind of like a smoky black, but this is my second favorite colorway. So you can kind of see that. It's quite lovely. And I will tell you that just a couple of balls of this will make you a beautiful, meshy, like pullover cardigan that you can, you know, layer. I'm making the Moonstone Poncho. It's a design by Lena Skavargason. It's in the collection. It's in the Annie Signature Designs collection. And it takes two of these. That's it. And it's a poncho. Can you believe that? Isn't that crazy? So you get those two balls of yarn, which are very complementary. So they'll look like something really interesting together, I think. Or not. Something separate. Could do a one ball creation. And then a pair of circular needles from Plymouth. These lovely circular needles. And a shawl pin. It's like a mother of pearl shawl pin. I probably should just take it out of the plastic so you guys can see it. It's kind of like, maybe it's abalone. It's like abalone, I think. Yeah, it's like abalone. Isn't that lovely? And so those are the items. So you've got four items inside the bag. Oh, and there's more. You ready? So it is the Knitting Answer Book by Margaret Radcliffe. And the reason why I picked this book is because it fits nicely in the little bag. So here we go. Look at that. It goes right in that bag. So you could go around town. You can go around town with your little bag. Isn't that lovely? So it fits in the bag. So, okay. So there's what's in the bag. And this lovely, lovely collection of things can be yours. Here's how you can do it. Okay. Now I'm telling you, this is over $100 worth of stuff right here in this little bag. Okay. So here we go. So this is what you can do. So to actually enter, you go to iTunes. Okay. And I'm going to drop in the chat. You have to go to the Power Pearls podcast iTunes page. All right, you guys, I'm just dropping it in there so you can check it out at your leisure. I'm getting into the comments because, you know, I'm trying to multitask here. It's always very difficult to do that. Okay, so I'm just going to type in. So it's Power Pearls. It's kind of awkward probably on the podcast side. They're hearing awkward silence, but it's okay. I love this real life stuff here because... yeah, that's what life is. It's real. Real and raw and rustic, right? So Power Pearls podcast, iTunes link. Okay. Oops, I spelled link wrong. Oh, no. Okay. There it is, you guys. Okay. So there's a link. Hope that works. Just let me know if you have trouble. If you have trouble getting to it, and then you go to iTunes, and I want you to leave me a heartfelt review. A heartfelt review, okay? And by the way, a heartfelt rating and review. So you have to do both. So on iTunes, you have to do both in order for it to be accepted, okay? And then at the end of the month, I'll actually jump in and I'll pick the winner. I'll pick the most heartfelt review, and that's going to be the winner of this lovely bag and the contents inside the bag. And I think that this is a really cool way to bring a giveaway, contest, whatever this is, onto iTunes, because really, you know, you guys, I get to hear what's on your mind. I get to hear what you're liking about the podcast, what you want to hear more. And those are like gems. That's like gold for me. So I really would appreciate that in general. So that's what you guys can do. Also, the rating and review helps in a very special way. I just want to put that out there. I know that if you are a listener of podcasts, you hear podcasters say that quite a bit. But it is important because then it helps the show get up into the rankings. It helps more people see the show. That's the most important thing to me, to get the message out. I want to be a cheerleader for all yarn crafters and getting up there in iTunes so that the show gets listened to more and more. That's a really important thing. So that's it. So Bonnie asks, is the rating 1 to 10? I don't think so. On iTunes, it's like 5 stars. So you can give a 5-star rating, you know, if you feel that it's a, you know, that it deserves 5 stars. I would love that. So you just press the little, you know, stars, little button there, and then you actually leave your review. And then I'll go in at the end of December, and I'm going to read those reviews and then let you know So that's how it's going to work, you guys. So this has been a lot of fun. And so I'm glad that you guys love what's in that bag. The weekend is here. Next week, Marley Bird's going to be on the show for episode 50. This is a landmark episode, you guys. And so I just realized that, of course, I'm recording the podcast. So if you're listening, yeah, you guys are going to listen to this after episode 50. Gosh, it's amazing. It's amazing how my brain shifts gears. So it's all good. You guys get it? You guys get it? So here's my little challenge for you that you can take into the weekend, okay? So going back to the putting creative into, how you define the creative in knitting. So for those of you that are afraid of not having a roadmap, okay, so if you are afraid of veering off that pattern, then I want you to let go and just simply cast on, see what happens, and just go freeform. Just think of it as creative research, if that helps. You're doing some research. Because I always say those magical mistakes are where the magic happens. So that's your challenge for the weekend, for those of you that are a little bit afraid. And number two, for those of you who are more daring and love to go freeform, then I'd love it for you to go to that next level. Go where your knitting hasn't taken you before, because knitting is a lifelong learning experience. I think that if you haven't tried a certain technique, now's the time, and, just pick one small thing. Like maybe you want to start designing. Don't jump into the garment, but start with the accessory and see if you can write the pattern for that hat or whatever it is. And then put together, a presentation or something. I don't know, but just, it doesn't even have to be a presentation. Just start with one little piece. But if you, take your knitting to that next level, maybe it's sketching. Maybe you want to hone your sketching skills, whatever it is. So then I want to hear from you. I want to know how it went this weekend. I want to know what you did. So I want to hold you guys accountable. I haven't done that before. Now I want to. I want to say, hey, I'm holding you guys to the fire. So get in touch with me. And my email, it's Kara@PowerPearlsPodcast.com. And with that, you guys, I'm going to say goodbye. It's been great. And I'm so happy that you have been following along. So have a fabulous weekend. I'll see you guys. Bye. I hope you enjoyed that episode. This is definitely a new approach to Power Pearls, but I thought, it would be a really great experience to actually record what it is that I'm doing in these live videos and turn them into a podcast, because I know that it can be hard to sit down in front of your computer or watch a video on your phone when you're busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, just like me. And I know for myself, I am a podcast consumer as well. And so my preference is to download the episodes I like, subscribe to the ones I like, there's no fuss. And then I take it to the gym, I listen in the car, whatever. So I thought, maybe that's what I need to start doing with these episodes. And it's just a little bit of an experiment. We'll see how it goes. And not every video will make sense to be recorded as a podcast, but I'm actually going to probably, just as a standard rule, just so I get used to doing it, I will record every episode and decide which ones make the cut. And I thought this one was a good one to start with, because, talking about this whole concept of defining what creative in your knitting is, and also talking a little bit about this swag bag. So if you didn't quite understand, maybe explain a little bit more, because during the broadcast, I'm showing these items. So basically, it's a great bag. It's a sweet little bag from Plymouth Yarn, and it's a handmade knitting bag. It's very tiny, it's very petite, but it does hold two balls of the Aria Abruzzi yarn, beautiful fingering weight yarn. And you can, you can go to annie'syarnshop.com to take a look at what that yarn looks like, because it's beautiful. And the Moonstone Poncho by Lena Skovargason was made in this particular yarn, which I've talked about before on this podcast in a few episodes ago when Lena was actually on the show. So you can check it out there. And also there's a circular needle, a shawl pin, and a book by Margaret Radcliffe called The Knitting Answer Book. And so at the end of December, I'm going to pick a winner. I probably will announce it after the holidays. I think that'll make more sense. So in the video, I said that I would pick a winner at the end of, or announce the winner at the end of December, but really I meant, so I'm going to pick one. I mean, that's what I'm going to decide. And you have to leave a rating and review. So you have to actually write a review and also leave a rating. And you need to do that directly on iTunes. And so you can get there by going to powerpearlspodcast.com/swagbag. Okay, that's how you can get there. It's just a little easy shortcut. So if you're in your car, no, don't do this in your car. I take that back. But if you're at the gym, if you're out on a walk, you can actually type that in. Or it's easy to remember when you get back to your desktop computer after you're done, because I don't want to interrupt your awesome workout, you know? Go to iTunes directly and search for Power Pearls Podcast. And, you know, for Android users like me, which I will admit I'm actually going to be turning over to an iPhone 7 very soon. But if you're an Android user, you can't get iTunes on your phone, but you can view the web version of iTunes. But to leave a review and a rating, you actually have to do it through your desktop computer if you're an Android user. But if you are an iPhone user, you can leave a review right on, you can do it through your iPhone, which is pretty cool. So anyway, guys, that's it. And I'll see you next time. Take care.